This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Conversation that I've been looking forward to all day. Coming up next on the show, we go to the telephone lines where we've got singer-songwriter Lisa Golding joining us on the line. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Mark?
Great stuff. I'm glad to know that. Now, the reason that I've got you on the show is you have written a great song. I've got to say, I love it. As soon as I heard it first time, I thought, that is a cool song. So tell me a little bit about it and where the inspiration came to write this song, especially, you know, it's so kind of appropriate for what the world is going through right now.
Well, I wrote it in 2015 and I was kind of going through some ups and downs of my own. It was kind of a dark time. I didn't know what I was doing with my career. And so I really just was searching for something, and hope was this one thing that I just felt that I could actually reach out to and send a dream to, and hope, will you do this for me? Will you make it happen?
And I mean, it's so relevant now today, isn't it? You know, it's okay. You wrote it quite some time ago, but it's funny how it's just become relevant all over again.
I know, it's incredible. I mean, I had no idea at the beginning of this year when we recorded it that any of this was going to happen.
I don't think any of us did.
No, and it was quite a challenge in terms of making a decision whether or not to go with the release at this point.
Mm-hmm. And what was the deciding factor?
I just thought that people needed to hear something happy.
Yeah, yeah. And you're spot on there. Tell me about the writing of it. Is it one of those that just tumbled out of you, or, you know, did it take quite some time? And was it a lyrics-driven song, first of all, or was it chords and music?
It kind of all just happened at the same time. I think I was messing around on my keys, and then it just came to me. If I have a thought process about something for long enough, especially something bugging me, like if I sit down, it just literally pours out of my body like it's meant to be a baby that's in music.
So you gave birth to this. And
I gave birth to this baby.
I mean, it's you've just released it. It's been up there online. What kind of reaction have you had to this song, Hope, Lisa?
I have had such an amazing response. I don't actually know what to do. It's just been beautiful, really. The response has been amazing.
Let's have a little listen to it. And so our listeners and our viewers on Facebook Live can just have a listen to this song. Once again, this is Lisa Golding. It's called Hope.
You wake each day, it's dark outside. Is there anything to hope for? Anything to hope for? You close your eyes to find a light, something you can hope for, something you can hope for. You call up every day to find, hear them say the same line, nothing today, nothing today. Call up every day to find, hear them say the same line, nothing today. So I'll say, you can hope for. It's hard to smile, feel numb inside. Anything to hope for, anything to hope for. Call up every day to find, hear them say the same line. Nothing today, nothing today. Call up every day to find, hear them say the same line. Nothing today, so I'll say,
that is so good, Lisa. And we've got a few of our crew dancing around to that one.
Oh, stunning.
The rhythms are just beautiful on it. And I'm guessing there's some an African influence in this. Just tell me about that, because the rhythms are so African.
So I'm South African by nature. And I was actually on tour in Cape Town with an amazing crew of guys, and they really brought my songs to life. They were all from ethnic African roots of Cape Coloured and the more, I think it's Xhosa, and we had the most incredible time recreating my songs and the arrangements, and I had to have that when I did a recording of it.
It's a lovely job, and there's quite a high note in there as well, isn't there, that you hang on to for a while. Yeah.
And the actual spoken language is Zulu. Themba means hope.
Right. Okay. So it's got some Zulu in there. Just let me ask you about, you know, this time for all musicians. I'm in touch with so many of them. And of course, you know, they're doing the best to get through this period at the moment. Obviously not working, and some of them going online and doing performances online. But do you think in terms of creativity, has being at home more, maybe more relaxation, not, you know, having to prepare for gigs at night, made you more kind of productive and creative? What would you say?
Well, I get to spend more time on my songwriting, which is fantastic, and that's my favorite thing in the world. So I'm quite in a happy space, but in terms of financially, it's quite a strain for all of us. You know, we lost our work on the 16th of March, and we have no idea when that's going to resume again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is one of those times that, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen, of course. I just want to find out a little bit about your musical journey as well to Dubai. You mentioned there that you recorded that. You were touring Cape Town at the time. So how did the opportunity to come to Dubai happen?
Oh, so I was on tour with a company called L Live Productions, and I first landed up in Oman for 6 months. And I went back to China, and then I came back to the UAE for the first time, and I was performing at the Jazz Bar in Abu Dhabi. And I loved the UAE, so I started to research about staying here, and I did an audition for The Fridge and got that and started in the February.
Good for you.
I didn't really look back. I have also gone a little bit in and out. I have gone back home to do a record deal and then come back, and then I went to Korea and China. You know, we're always traveling.
Yeah. And what's your plan? I mean, once things do get back to some kind of normality musically, you know, what's your plan? Is it recording more music? Do you want to tour other places? Do you want to stay here? What's on the horizon for you, Lisa?
Oh, no, I love it here. I mean, my mom's at home, which I really dealing with, and my best friend and my family and stuff. And but here is home for me, so I can't wait to get back on stage. I really am excited about singing my heart out to the whole wide world.
What are you listening to at the moment? Like, you know, whilst I've got a musician and a singer-songwriter on my radio station, give me some tips of things that I might want to listen to whilst I'm staying home and staying safe, and, of course, our listeners as well.
I love Julia Michaels, Alicia Keys, Underdog. Her new song is so fantastic.
Okay.
I love Pink's album from last year. Really brilliant. Cool song on there called My Attic. And there's a cool artist which I found watching, I think it was The Blacklist, and it's called Ash. She's called Ash. She's really, really cool. And her it's called The Moral of the Story. It's just so quirky. And then as well as that, I love dance music. I love 80s and 70s and...
So everything.
And yeah, I mean, you know, I have a playlist on Spotify called Goldilocks Playlist, and it's just a mixture of everything under the sun.
Right. Now, as I said, I love this song, Hope. If people want to find it, where's it available from, Lisa?
So it'll be available on every single channel digitally. On Friday.
Great. So as a Friday, we can get it.
Yeah, as a Friday, you can get it. And as well as that, there's also a surprise where we are dropping three other versions of it. One, which is just an acoustic version, which is Stoyan Stoyanov. He produces most of my work. He played the piano on that. And then there's a really cool dude called Zenai. Him and I were in the competition for Emerging Talent last year, and he won it.
Okay.
And he's rapping on one of them, and he does Indian chants, Asha Asha, instead of Themba Themba. And then a really cool dude, which I've been dying to work with since 2015. His name is Mark Stentz. He's a massive DJ in South Africa. He is, he's done a remix of it.
Brilliant.
So, yeah,
there's a lot happening for you, Lisa, at the moment then.
Yeah, I must do a shout out though. The choir that sang on us are called the Franco Princely Choir. It's a Vox Chamber Choir, and they're from South Africa. And Stoyan arranged everything. It's just such a beautiful project because it's involving so many people, and that's a great thing. Even though all of these walls are shut and all the doors are shut, we've still got collaborations happening, and there's still, you know, such amazing unity between artists and trying to help each other, and stunning.
Well, good for you, Lisa, and we really thank you for bringing us some hope here with that fabulous song, and we wish you well for your launch on Friday as well. Thanks for being with us on the night shift, and we'll talk to you once this is all over and you're back out there on stages again, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Mark. You're amazing.
Thank you. Once again, that's Lisa Golden with that song, Hope, Just Love It.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.